This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Sapna Katrine. A Missouri senator is rolling out a new proposal to overhaul the state's taxes in an effort to keep pace with neighboring states such as Kansas. A proposal expected to be debated tonight in the Senate would gradually reduce the state's income tax rate by 1% over 5 years, while gradually increasing the state's sales tax by 0.5% over that same period. The plan by Republican Senator Will Krause of Lee's Summit is estimated by his office to result in a roughly $600 million state tax reduction once fully phased in. In addition to an overall income tax cut for individuals and businesses, the plan includes an extra tax reduction for lower-income residents. It also attempts to collect taxes from more internet sales. A St. Louis-based health system says it will acquire the Audrain Medical Center in Mexico, Missouri. The agreement between SSM Healthcare and the hospital will be effective April 1st. Under the agreement, SSM Healthcare will own and operate the 88-bed acute care hospital and its 9 MedChoice rural clinics. Financial terms of the sale were not disclosed. SSM Healthcare owns 17 hospitals in 4 states. The Columbia Daily Tribune reported Tuesday that SSM will form a mid-Missouri region to encompass its hospitals and clinics. The Missouri Supreme Court is examining whether the governor has wide discretion to cut spending, even when revenues aren't running short. Judges quizzed attorneys representing Democratic Governor Jay Nixon and Republican Auditor Tom Schweik today in a case focused on whether Nixon exceeded his powers by announcing about $170 million in budget cuts in June 2011. Nixon relied on a constitutional provision giving governors authority to control the rate by which budget items are expended. Schweik contends the section allows governors only to spread out payments to agencies. To make cuts, Schweik contends the governor must rely on a separate provision requiring that revenues are below expectations. Nixon contends the auditor has no power to challenge the governor's policy decisions in court. Missouri House members have given first-round approval to a proposed constitutional amendment aimed at helping child sex abuse prosecutions. The measure would let prosecutors introduce evidence of past crimes to corroborate a victim's testimony or to demonstrate someone has an inclination to commit the alleged crime. Such evidence would be limited to prosecutions of sexual crimes that involve a victim younger than 16. Supporters say federal courts in many states allow that type of evidence. The Missouri Supreme Court previously has ruled it violates the state constitution. In January, a Missouri Child Sex Abuse Task Force recommended the constitutional amendment. House members endorsed the proposal today, and it needs another vote to move to the Senate. Ultimately, voters would decide its fate. For KBIA News, I'm Sapna Katrine.